Hey, good afternoon, you guys. I wanted to come on here and do what the Lord impressed on me this morning. I was praying this morning and seeking the Lord, and I do that every morning when I get up. And he spoke to me, 2 Peter chapter 3. So I want to go through this right now, and I want you to listen to what the Lord is saying in here. Listen and understand the words of the Lord and what he is speaking. So I'm going to go ahead and start in chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "The second epistle, the letter, beloved, I now write unto you, and both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance." So he's bringing things back to you that you've forgotten because we all got lost in the ways of the world, suppressed by the world, and he's waking you up, bringing you out from under the suppression of tyranny and of the world. And he's recalling things back to your mind and your spirit that we all forgot. Verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Go back in the Bible. That's a testimony of different apostles, disciples. They're all like you and me, and they all have a testimony of Jesus Christ. Through them, everybody has one. And go back there and read and use them as examples to help you with your life. They are examples of testimonies of Jesus Christ through their lives. You are too. Verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Scoffers walking, excuse me, after their own lusts. And worldly, materialistic desires instead of wanting what God wants. They want to serve their lust and their worldly desires. They want to have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways. Verse 4, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Here's the scoffing. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Matt 26:40, when the disciples kept falling asleep. That's exactly what's happening. These folks are falling asleep because they don't believe the Lord is coming. Just like the five wise and five unwise virgin, their lamps are empty and they want to be lazy. They don't want to continue serving the Lord. They want to serve the Lord when it suits their needs, or it's convenient, and that's not what we've been called to do. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Notice he says willingly ignorant. So at their own free will, they choose to be ignorant. Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Waters represent the Spirit of God, the former and the latter rain, and the Spirit is being removed by God, who is searing them with a hot iron. 1 Timothy 4:2. So once saved, always saved is not going to cut it. He will sear them with a hot iron. He cannot bless people that are blatantly in sin. He cannot bless that. He remember when Christ died on the cross, he became our sin. He said, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" Because for that moment in time, he was separated because the sin that he decided to take of us, he became our sin. He became our sacrifice. These people that continue in their worldly, materialistic things, doing whatever they want, mocking God, he is searing them with a hot iron. See, these people put out their own gospel and they don't go through everything on what it says. They don't want to talk about backsliding. They don't want to talk about lukewarm Laodiceans. They just want to talk about believing, right? That's it. Just believe, and it's because of his mercy we are saved. And then if you talk about anything else, you're presenting a works gospel, and that's totally false. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Jesus is the word, and heaven and earth will pass away, but the word remains. And then it talks about and perdition of ungodly men. So you have the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness, the Lord uses to judge the world. He uses the Antichrist to judge the world. This is what our sins have caused. Once the Lord removes his hand, this is the cause of all of the stuff that we have done. The destruction is coming upon the earth. Everything that was on the inside is manifesting in the physical world. This is because of our sins. And people continue to scoff and mock the Lord. Verse 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. He's trying to stress to people that he can come at any moment. You've got to keep your lamps oiled up. You've got to stay watching. Do not get laxed. Do not become slothful. Verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's long-suffering because he doesn't want anybody to perish. He's so loving, he doesn't want anybody to perish. It says, I wrote some notes down. I said, the Lord's word doesn't return void. What he says, he will do. What he says, what he means, he says, and what he says, he does. Men get slothful and lazy. They only want to serve the Lord when it's convenient to them, but that's not how it works. The Lord says, long suffering, that's a very powerful word he uses, as he long suffered for us. So Jesus Christ long suffered for us. And he wants us to long suffer also for him. And we should want to. We should want to. The Father sent his only begotten Son to die and shed his precious blood. So we should want to live a life that is noble to the calling of Jesus Christ. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. The evil works and plots of men will be burned up. And he noticed, he said, it will come as a thief to those who are in unbelief and still living in the world, mocking God. See, we are in the spirit. When you live a life for Christ, you are in the spirit. He says that you start out on milk, you're in the flesh, and then he moves you to meat. Don't go back and don't stay on milk. I keep telling people there's a difference between battling your flesh and not giving in and having that happen each day, because it's just the reality. You're going to battle your flesh every day, and then being in blatant sin in the ways of the world. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? What is he saying here? We absolutely know the manner we should live, because we know God and what he expects. And notice he says he will dissolve all matters and will take care of everything. He's going to take care of everything. He's going to deal with this evil. And it's going to start at the body of Christ for the ones that left because they know better. Verse 12, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and that the elements shall melt with fervent heat. We are eagerly watching and looking for our Redeemer. Our Father is coming to snatch us up. So we're all watching, we're looking, we're eagerly waiting on the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, once again, his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwell righteousness. See down here, this is not our home, this is not our world. We are to become overcomers. That's why when we go back to heaven, he says, wherein dwell righteousness. Verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent Be diligent, eagerly, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot or blameless. See, he says, come unto him into perfection. And I started to understand, and I spoke to a sister in Christ the other day. When you're in the Spirit in Christ, stop selling yourself short. You are perfect. Remember, God says, I created you perfect in my image. Yes, we have fleshly battles every day, but you're still perfect in his image when you are in the Spirit. Start giving yourself some credit. He says this. This is not my words. He's continuing to mold you every day into his perfect image. His perfect image, because he loves you so much. 15. And here we go. He's going to talk about long suffering again. So he's stressing, he's making a point about long suffering. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Long suffering is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written to you. So once again, Jesus Christ, of a living testimony through the Apostle Paul. Listen, long suffering is his salvation, and he suffered for us, and we are to do the same. Apostle Paul, many of you know about the same things that he faced. They went through horrible things, these disciples and these apostles, but you know what? They loved the Lord and they were willing to do it. Let's not be like the Israelites who complain in the wilderness, wanting to go back into slavery. Let's give God the glory for all the persecutions, all the scoffers, all the trials and tribulations we face. Let's long suffer for the Lord, because when you step into eternity, you will never be separated from the Lord again. It will be the most joyous thing any of us have ever felt in our entire lives. Verse 16. As also in his epistles, his letters, speaking in them of these things, and which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So a lot of them claim to understand Bible, but they don't really understand it, right? Bible scripture is hard to understand if you're not deep diving, if you're not seeking the Lord, if you're not praying. But listen, he also says here, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. So they put out the gospel of Jesus Christ. Instead of it being cut and dry on what God says, they interpret it the way that they want to think and feel, that suits their belief system, that makes them feel comfortable, that tickles their ear. And he says right here, when they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. So he's making that a point right there, that this happens. This is happening. 17, you therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfast. Once you know these things in the Lord's truth, you can't unsee them, nor should you ever want to go back to the world. The ones that know better and go back are the ones who will be dealt with swiftly and harshly. Once again, he talks about backsliders. He talks about spewing out the lukewarm, the Laodiceans. He talks about it quite frequently. And the last verse, 18. But grow in grace, grow in his mercy, long suffering. That is his salvation. And in the knowledge, continue to increase your knowledge. The Lord wants to increase his knowledge in you. Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. So continue to give God glory first and foremost. Thank him for everything that you have in your life first and foremost. Continue to give God the glory for all of your persecutions, the people that hate you, the trials and tribulations that come your way, because he loves you so much. He continues to throw things at you, and he wants to see what you're going to do with them. Are you going to rise to the occasion and shine? Are you going to let those stumbling blocks and trials and tribulations keep you down and hold you down and make you feel sorry for yourself? Are you going to rise to the occasion? He wants you to rise to the occasion. He challenges you. He knows what he can put on you. He will never put too much on you than you can handle. And he wants to see you rise to an occasion because he knows who you are as a son and daughter in Christ. And he wants to test you. He wants to continue to strengthen your faith and your obedience in Christ, because he shed that precious blood for all of us. And he paid as a sacrifice, and he finished it. So rise. He already knows what you're going to do. Rise to the occasion. Don't let your flesh pull you away from it. Take it on head on. Accept it and continue to strive towards Jesus Christ. Continue to strive towards his voice, hear his heart, and keep focused on him and out from under these worldly views. God bless you guys, and I hope this message encourages you. You guys continue to encourage me and my wife. And you continue to give us strength as we continue to live this extremely challenging but amazing lifestyle that the Lord has impressed on us. God bless you guys. We'll pray for you and pray for us. Talk to you soon.